I insist that not only the virtue, but the knowledge of the two sexes should be the same in nature. Women ought to endeavour to acquire human perfections by the same means as men, instead of being educated like fanciful half-beings.
A woman should never for a moment feel herself independent. She should be an alluring object of desire, a sweeter companion to man, whenever he chooses to relax himself.
What nonsense! When will a great man arise with sufficient strength of mind to puff away the fumes which pride and sensuality have spread over the subject?
Men have always submitted to superior strength to enjoy with impunity the pleasure of the moment. Women have only done the same. It cannot be demonstrated that woman is essentially inferior to man because she has always been subjugated.
Women are told from their infancy and taught by the example of their mothers that a little knowledge of human weakness, softness of temper, and outward obedience will obtain for them the protection of man.
And should they be beautiful, everything else is needless for at least 20 years of their lives.